Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Richie Rich from the 415, and I'm giving a shout to my people at Off the Cuff Radio, the best show out on Friday nights. Keep knocking these busters' heads off, you feel me?
Hey, yo, this is Fleetwood from the Cotton Pickers, and right now, you're tuned in to Off the Cuff Radio, feel me?
Hey, this is Anais Lauren giving a shout out to Eric King the Ruler, OTG, and the whole Guild team.
Hey, it's Kira Coco Filipina from MC Rap Scene and Turk Tuesday. And I'm giving a big shout out to King Eric, Miss Chinchilla, Sandman off of Off the Cuff Radio. You are now tuned in.
It's Coney Brooks, the King of New York, and I want to give a shout out to Off the Cuff Radio, the Gang team, and Da Vinci Clothing for the love and support. Let's kill them in 2018, you heard?
Yo, what's good with it? This your boy, Big Prodigy, from the South Central Cartel. I'm just kicking back, chilling, listening to my homeboys on Off the Cuff Radio. Turn that shit up.
What's the deal, y'all? This your boy, King Eric the Great, and you know I tune in at a very special episode of Off the Cuff Radio. That's right, we back and at it, and we gonna talk about the Eminem Kill Shot joint. But before we go ahead and get on to that, I want to send a big shout out to everybody for all their phone calls, all their emails, text messages. Yes, we all safe out here in the Carolinas. God bless everybody that went through the scenario of losing a lot of power, losing family. It's been rough out here, but we're maintaining the best way we could. So I want to send a big shout out to everybody that showed us that love and support. But in the midst of the chaos, I was able to finally listen to Eminem's Kill Shot joint. I was able to decipher it. Back and forth and back. So, this is that episode, Shots is Fired. And I'm going to break it down. Now, the first thing that I wanted to say in regards to this track here is Eminem has set such a bar that anything that goes beyond that bar is going to look upon as whack. So, we had enough pressure on him as it is. He didn't expect Machine Gun Kelly to come out firing like he did, because Eminem has that aura about himself that people are automatically afraid of him. So for Machine Gun Kelly to step into the ring himself with Rap Devil, it was a great move for not only the culture but himself. And the record was actually pretty listenable. So it helped out in a way for him. It made him get a number one record. And it kind of put Eminem in a weird space. Because now, even though he started it by calling him out, Machine Gun Kelly responded in a way where I don't think he was expected. So, after 2-3-part interviews, and after a lot of hype, he finally came through with his response record on Friday. And let me be the first to say, he ate this boy alive. And before I get down to breaking down this record, I'm about to play this clip on behalf of Machine Gun Kelly. Here we go.
How do I say goodbye? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wave back. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
And let's do a little moment of silence for my man. It was a good little shot, but M was too much for him, and I'm going to break it down why. Because I know a lot of my listeners are going to be like, E, you buck. E, you crazy. E, you even going far as a dick ride. No, let me tell you something. I haven't bought an Eminem record since 2002. I don't have a dog on this race. I don't stand no rapper. I don't dick ride no rapper. I look for who's bringing the better bars. At one point, I had Machine Gun Kelly ahead, but now Eminem done caught ahead of him, and he pretty much delivered the knockout blow, and I'm about to explain why. First thing you got to realize, to release an effective diss record, you have to have perfect timing. He couldn't release it last week because there was too much going on. You had Young Buck being exposed with a trainee, allegedly. You had Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, they were dominating there with their beef. Then you had the Hurricane Florence that came down and pounded the East Coast. Just so much going on. Then you had the passing of Mac Miller. Then you had the passing of Aretha Franklin. It was so much going on that Eminem releasing anything at that point would be overshadowed. So on this Friday, it was a smart move to release because nobody was expecting it. It was shortly after his interview. He probably knew that a lot of people weren't going to go out since the hurricane was coming. So he was able to grab more listeners. Number two, and this is what a lot of people had the issue with, is his beat selection. And it's been kind of an issue with Eminem for his whole career. Well, you know, the later part of his career, with the type of beats he'd be selecting. Machine Gun Kelly, he did right on that end by selecting a beat that was more bounceable. It plays more in the whip. Eminem, on the other hand, he selects something more personalized. So that kind of plays a narrative of the tracks being more listenable, because M joint was more, he wanted his wordplay to be more focused and not the beat. And if you really look at his track record, he never really had the best beat selection, going back to Nail in the Coffin and I Remember and all the other diss records he had going against Dilated Peoples and Everlast and Cannabis. He never really had fire beats. So M was always the type of guy where he wanted his production value, he wanted his wordplay to be more focused. And this is what he does here with the Killshot joint. Now, the opening bar started off a little bit slow. He started off with, here's that autograph for your daughter. I wrote it on the starter cap. Stand, son, listen, man, dad isn't mad, but how are you going to name yourself off a damn gun and have a man bun? A lot of people say that it was slow based off that rapidy rap flow, but over here, he was saying something a little bit, like he was starting off, he was warming up a little bit. Like, how you going to name yourself after a gun and you have a man bun? Basically attacking his masculinity right there. And broke down how he was a stand by having his daughter asking for his autograph. So it was some little playful jabs. Then he got a little serious after the 2-minute mark. He got a little more serious, and I want to explain to y'all some of my favorite bars on there. See, what he had to do, he had to paint that narrative of MGK being a stan, a whack rapper, a mumble rapper, because he don't really have any information out there for M to really attack him on. He's still basically a nobody. Whereas Eminem, on the other hand, he has his whole life story out there. So M had to pretty much do his homework and play a different narrative. And he also had to pretty much use his accomplishments to belittle MGK, which he did for the most part of this record. He said, But I'm 45 and I'm still outselling you. By 29, I had 3 albums that had blew. Now let's talk about something that I really won't do, like going to someone's daughter stealing food. He basically responded to the accusations of him blackballing MGK by saying he has nothing to gain out of it based off his track record. Based off my track record, I don't have nothing to gain, so that's what he figures. And he also said, younger me, no, you the whack me. It's funny, but so true. I'd rather be an 80-year-old me than a 20-year-old you. Till I'm hitting old age, still can fill a whole page with a 10-year-old's rage. Got more fans than your own city. Whew. That's heavy right there. That's heavy right there. Because in hip-hop, it's like a lot of people are not really trying to age. You know what I mean? Everybody trying to look hip, even at a young age. I mean, at an old age. But see, M is playing that narrative of, yeah, I'm proud of my being 80 years old. I'd rather be 80 and accomplished than be a young version of you, which is whack. Shots fired. So then he also belittled him again by saying he had more fans than him in his own city, and he feels like he's babysitting a kid, comparing him to that young rapper, mumble rap girl, Lil Tay. Then he had other lines going at Machine Gun Kelly that hit hard, and this is where the stingers start coming along. You ain't never made a list next to no Biggie, no Jay, next to Taylor Swift and that Iggy Ho, but you know you really blow Kelly, that be your name, next to Jai, next to Benzino, die, motherfucker, that's the last motherfucker, saying Haley in vain. And that right there was the anger M coming out. That was the old Slim Shady that we knew from back in the day that would get hot whenever somebody mentioned Haley's name in a record. So you could feel a little bit of that coming back out. Like, he started dropping that Robotnik flow. Then he was also mentioning him that his name wasn't going to be mentioned among the elites like Biggie, J-Pac, and Nas. And basically, his style of music more belonged more so with Taylor Swift and Iggy. So that belittled his music accomplishments. So he also pigeonholed him in the mumble rap category. Even though he's not a mumble rapper, it's a smart move because there's a disdain for mumble rap going on today. So he goes, so what good is a fucking machine gun when it's out of ammo? Had enough of this tatted up mumble rapper. How the fuck can him and I battle? He have to fuck him in my flannel. I give him my sandals because he knows as long as I'm shady, he gonna live in my shadow. And that plays the narrative again of him being his stand. Whew. M is putting in some work on that boy. More shots. Yeah. And here was the knockout blow right here. And this is the knockout blow that currently got M in a sticky situation with the streets. Kill shot, I will not fail, I'm with the dot still, but this idiot's boss pots pills and tells him he got skills. But Kells, the day that you put out a hit, the day of Diddy admits that he put the hit out of, that got Pac killed, ah. And that line right there, that was the knockout blow, because he was basically saying that the day that you get a hit on the billboard, the day you get a platinum record, is the day that Diddy is going to admit to killing Tupac. And that's never. So that right there was what I would consider the knockout blow.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
And, of course, you know, he tried to clean it up by saying, I'm just playing Diddy, you know I got love for you, but he gonna have to deal with that. But nevertheless, overall, it wasn't M's best, but it contained enough of a punch. And he also called out Joe Budden again in the last part of the record. And I'm interested to see where that's going to go. So, overall, I thought Kill Shot was a dope record. It's not going to be up there with the greatest diss records of all time. It's not up there with Hit 'Em Up. It's not up there with No Vaseline. It's not up there with Real Comp the City G's. It's not up there with Ether or Takeover. So stop those comparisons. M said what he had to say, and then we're going to go ahead and see what Machine Gun Kelly going to have to say. That's the we're just going to have to leave it at that. So you stands, this is not the best diss record ever. And all you haters, he did enough to keep himself up. So it is what it is on that end. This is King Eric the Great signing off. If you want to check out Off the Cuff Radio, check us out every Friday night at 9 p.m., 6 Pacific, 8 Central. We will be celebrating our 200th episode this month. So pull up. Peace.